From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Earlier, they agreed to let in migrants to ease the numbers in Hungary. More than 430,000 migrants, including refugees from Syria and Iraq, have made their way to Europe this year. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The violence broke out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier had barricaded themselves in the mosque and had thrown rocks and flares at police. Middle East expert Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College spoke with VOA about the tensions.
From the Palestinian side, there's been a considerable amount of rage, particularly among West Bank Palestinians, and that would in the occupied territories, and that would include East Jerusalem, over the deaths, the burning deaths of a family that occurred as a result of an attack by Israeli settlers a number of weeks ago. For Palestinians, emotions and political feelings have been particularly high. And so coinciding with it did, as Jews flock into Jerusalem for the Jewish holidays, it's unfortunately not a surprise that this occurred when it did.
Muslims have been upset about non-Muslim visitors to the mosque compound and a push to allow Jewish prayer outside Al-Aqsa. Suicide bombers killed at least seven people Sunday in attacks in the northern Cameroonian town of Kolafata, a border area that has suffered numerous attacks from Nigerian-based Boko Haram insurgents. Cameroon is a major contributor to the multinational joint task force aimed at defeating the Sunni insurgency. This is VOA News. Both sides in the South Sudan conflict plan to attend a special meeting on the conflict and peace agreement implementation in New York. That'll happen September 29th on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The meeting is at the invitation of Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. South Sudanese Foreign Minister Barnaba Mario Benjamin told VOA that Vice President James Wana Iga will lead the government's delegation.
Really, the international community, especially the United Nations, should really recognize the efforts that the President of the Republic of South Sudan, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, is doing with regards to bringing peace to his country.
Foreign Minister Benjamin says the meeting should involve positive discussions, not to be about punishment and negativity. South Sudan's leaders are under threat of international sanctions if they are determined to be prolonging the nearly two-year conflict. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan, releasing hundreds of prisoners. The well-organized attack began with a suicide car bombing that allowed other rebels to get into the prison, according to Mohammed Al-Ahmadi. He is the deputy provincial governor in eastern Ghazni province. Afghan officials say a total of 355 prisoners escaped the prison, adding 148 of them were threats to national security. Four security guards were killed while several were wounded in the Taliban attack. A powerful bomb went off in central Pakistan on Sunday evening, killing at least 10, injuring around 60 others. The violence happened near a bus terminal in the city of Multan. That's about 600 kilometers southwest of Islamabad. Regional police officer Tariq Masood said he was heading to the scene with a forensics team. That came as senior police officials told reporters they suspected a suicide bomber riding a motorcycle carried out the attack. Others blame it on a remote control device. Hospital officials said several people were seriously wounded and fear the death toll could rise. No one immediately claimed responsibility. Billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to be the Republican candidate in next year's U.S. presidential election. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll released Monday, that's today, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Trump. That is up 24% in July from those who said they would support him then. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson surged to second place. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has seen her support fall, but still leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 56 to 28%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.